Welcome back to Crooked Spine Show. Today we talk to Stephanie, the owner of Om Sweet Om Pilates Center in Upland. If you work out now, have you ever had a problem to where when you work out, you hit a certain point and you cause an injury? Okay, you go back again, take a break, and all of a sudden it hits another injury. So let's find out why that happens. Or if you're a senior, 50s, 60s, or 70s, do you want to make sure when you do work out, it is safe and it is rewarding to where you live an active lifestyle afterwards and before working out? As myself, a 43-year-old, I'm trying to prevent injury, increase flexibility, but also stay strong in the same sense so I can work well and not cause injury, but also have fun too. In our interview today, we talk about the correct firing pattern, how the body should work, using resistance bands to actually improve your fitness level by minute stages, at that point making sure you have proper technique and flexibility. Also, we discuss differences between Pilates and yoga, and also difference between Pilates, CrossFit, and weight training. Now let's go right to the interview and see what Stephanie has to say, how it can benefit your health by starting and maintaining a Pilates routine. Welcome back to Crooked Spine Show. I'm Dr. Tony. This is Stephanie, the owner of Om Sweet Om Pilates Center. Got that correct?
Om Sweet Om.
Om Sweet Om, sorry. Okay. So I want to talk to Stephanie first. With Pilates, I've done Pilates once in a while, just the mats. You have a lot of equipment here. And I've done yoga too. At 43, I understand I need more flexibility, more other things besides just lifting weights or cardio or spinning. What is Pilates? How would you, I guess, incorporate that to start with as a different type of workout or fitness level?
Then yoga.
Yoga's
great. Again, it builds strength and flexibility, and you can help with the blocks and the bolsters and the straps. Okay. With Pilates, we have TheraBands and we have reformers and stability chairs and Cadillacs. So we have the springs. Also, the springs are resistance training. That's very helpful for osteoporosis prevention. But the springs can help people fire correctly, because 9 times out of 10, people come in here, they don't have good firing patterns. So
what is firing pattern? To back someone who has no idea what that means.
Oh, yeah. So
Stephanie, you've done this for a long time. Mm-hmm. This is what I want to do the videos. How to break someone basically looking into Pilates and go, okay, that someone mentioned that to me, I have no idea what it is.
Right.
How do we break down for the normal person to understand, to get them interested in Pilates too?
Right. Well, in your body, we might have some dysfunctions in our body. And let's just say we have a back problem. A lot of times, the glutes they stop firing because of pain.
Exactly.
So then when you do an exercise or you extend your leg, you're going to feel it more in the calf than you do in the hamstring. So when you do a correct firing pattern, a correct exercise, and you extend the leg, it should be felt in the glutes. You should be firing the glutes, then the hamstrings and the calves.
That's fantastic.
Right.
Well, I think a lot of it is when someone comes in to me and goes, I work out, and when I work out for maybe 2-3 months, I hurt myself.
Exactly.
I do something a little bit more than I'm used to, I hurt myself.
Right.
So that coordination, that firing pattern, when it's done properly, you're helping people not only avoid future injury, but be able to get stronger, more confident in their overall health, if you want to call it application of health, so they can do things without that anxiety of causing another injury.
Absolutely. And the springs, I can make it so that they can feel it better. So if you're just doing mat plies without the springs, it's harder because you're using your own body weight. But if you have the springs, you can manipulate the springs to make it easier. And then as they gain strength, right, you can manipulate the springs to make it harder. So they're really firing a lot more.
And you're customizing each session with a person, I'm assuming. So you're the personal trainer, instructor for the Pilates, so they understand, okay, when I come in today, I may not feel 100%. Steph's going to back it off for me so I can get enough of a workout in.
Absolutely.
And feel gratification I showed up today.
Absolutely.
That's it. Right. Again, I'm just reading your mind for a second.
Yeah, you're right.
And let's go back to your desire to become a Pilates instructor. Go ahead. You told me a story earlier, but tell me that story again. That's a good story. That's why I said, let me check the camera. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'll go fast. So I used to be a gym instructor. I love working with kids and playing under the parachute and bubble time. And then I started at this one place and I started thinking, you know, with young kids, and I had 3 kids, and all of a sudden, I needed exercise. So
wait a second, I'm exhausted. My hamstring hurts now, my calf hurts.
Right. So I just started teaching senior aerobics. I'd done aerobics all my life, so it was really easy to get into it. Then I started teaching aqua aerobics, and then I started taking yoga, and I didn't even know how to pronounce Pilates, you know?
Me too.
And then the first Pilates class I took, you know, after having three kids and not exercising that much for a while, like I felt at my core.
What is that? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, wow. And that's what a lot of my clients say. They're like, I felt muscles I didn't even know I had. I feel this core. I feel stronger. You feel longer. You feel straighter. And I know you haven't asked yet, but Pilates helps educate you so you know how to move, not just in
here.
That's
the key. That's the key.
But out there.
Yeah. And a lot of it is, like you're saying, is now that we're more aware of what our body can do, those other muscles work together in balance.
Absolutely.
And once you get there, once you have that awareness, which obviously takes sometimes weeks, months, and sometimes years, then you know when you're not in balance.
Absolutely.
You have a better standard of where you should be.
Some people, they don't have good body awareness. They don't even know that they're out of balance.
We can compensate all day long. If I had one leg, I would get from here to the door, I'd find a way. But the problem is now using other muscles, other joints, so you wear them out quickly, you compromise your biomechanics, I'm assuming, so overall your body wears down, you have other injuries on top,
that's
and secondary
right.
conditions too.
Right.
And with your training, I looked at some of your bio stuff too, mm-hmm. What does instructor training usually entail?
Well,
yeah,
I'm
years
so glad
and
I'm
hours,
done with that.
Hours.
Yes, hours and hours of training. It was classes, and you get trained on the reformers. And then you have to actually, they want you to observe and teach,
yeah.
You know, for hours. And I don't actually remember the specific hours. So you do this reformer training.
Yes.
Then you do the chair training. Then you do the barrels and then the Cadillac. And then you have to take injury, you don't have to, but to be certified,
yes.
You have to take an injuries and special populations class, which covers gamut of you know, injuries and special populations.
Yes.
And I've taken that class three times. And every time I take it, I learn more.
Well, and you're getting someone to push more than you're used to, and you don't have x-ray vision, so you don't know what's going on inside their body. They may tell you one thing, but forgot that they had heart condition before.
Oh, yeah.
Or joint recovery repair 3 months ago.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
Exactly. This isn't my knee. This is someone else's knee.
Right.
Prosthetic leg.
Right.
So a lot of it is when you're dealing with that, mm-hmm. You've done a good job learning that. You've been in here for 10 years, correct?
In here for almost five, before
okay.
six
okay,
years,
so.
But altogether 18 years I've been teaching.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And with that period of time, what have you seen progressed with yoga and Pilates too? Have they gone separate or gone more together as a philosophy, as a training?
The philosophy of yoga and Pilates, you mean?
Yes. What is the difference there?
Well, it's very similar, unless
similar
you're going
different,
to get
correct?
Into a Kundalini yoga, which is a lot more spiritual and meditative.
Okay.
You know, but yoga is it is very similar, but people we offer both yoga and Pilates, but
yes.
People have gravitated towards machines. And again, I think it's about just the results.
And it's more stability, I'm
for
assuming,
everyone.
On a machine. You control the tension, control their workout
exactly.
per se, their fitness. On a machine versus on their own. It's up to them to give you subjective information what they're feeling.
Right, and I have a lot of seniors, and I've had seniors.
Okay.
I have some of my seniors that I've had since 18 years ago.
Yeah.
And they don't want to get on the ground.
No.
You know, they're 80, 84.
Yeah.
They don't want to get on the ground. Some of them do, but they like that you can sit on these pieces of equipment, you know, and that is very helpful. And again, they're still getting their resistance training. I've had quite a few clients go from osteopenia to normal.
Why, how would that, and I know why, but they may not know that the people
uh-huh.
watching the video, how does that help osteopenia, osteoporotic patients, that densiometer is a little bit low on their bone, density calcium, how does it get them to actually have more density, especially if they're working on a reform or something that's non-weight bearing in that sense?
Because we do have springs, and
okay.
that's resistance training, so there can be lying down, and resistance training helps with bone density. So they could be lying down, they jump. We have jump boards that we put on there. So you're doing, we can actually do some cardio. We don't do a lot of cardio, because
yes.
again, Pilates is about thoughtful movement, but we do have some jump boards where once our clients get it, we can start having them jump. You know,
they feel
toe,
that confidence. They feel
yeah.
the confidence. They can
absolutely.
Actually do things.
Mm-hmm.
And does it help them outside of the studio?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
How?
Well, you know, one of my clients about 8 years ago, she goes, she was 70.
Yes.
I want to just be able to get out of the water and climb into my Sea-Doo and you know, do my little Sea-Doos. And you know, that's what she accomplished. She knew she needed to build some muscle strength, her thighs, or VMOs, or vastus yes. medialis, all those muscles.
Crazy muscles.
And yeah, right. And she can do that now, but she's still with me because she wants to stay strong. A lot of my clients, they come with pain, and most of them are pain-free or close to it.
Or if they've had pain, okay, I'm going to come back to Stephanie
yeah.
in the center too and go, how do I get rid of my pain?
Right. And they usually just keep, they stay because they want
to. It's confident. I mean, they yeah. can come here, they know it's going to be at least risk as possible. At that point, working with you or one of your instructors too, mm-hmm. at that point, the confidence is here versus going to a public gym or somewhere they don't know and something happens, the risk value is a lot higher there.
Right.
And for a senior patient, what I've seen, at least from what I've seen, especially with other videos too, they want to maintain their independence. Mm-hmm. You're giving it to them. You're allowing them to stay healthy, mm-hmm. stay balanced, stay strong in a safe environment. I think that's someone who wouldn't want that.
Absolutely.
That's huge. Mm-hmm. That's huge. Mm-hmm. With what you do too, how do you help people that are non-seniors? What's your, I guess, 80-20 rule? Do you treat people or have people in here that are in their 20s, in their teens, or more the 20s and 30s, or what's your range?
Right. I think I've had an 11-year-old before, but that's not common.
Yeah.
It's usually, we get some 20-year-olds, but really it's more like most popular 40s and up.
Why is that? What's the mentality of that? Why do people gravitate?
First of all, you know.
I do, that's why. I'm in the same mindset, but that's why.
Yeah, they've been probably doing something wrong for a long time, and they're starting to get
it's
injured.
Hard, frustrated.
Life happens.
Self.
Yeah, right, right. Budget, you know, time. They can have more time then.
What a lot of it is too, when you're younger, I was thinking on the way here, you think you're invincible.
Yeah.
So why do I have to stretch? Mm-hmm. But why do I have to do things that are not the high school weights I'm used to,
right.
or running, or playing basketball, or riding my bike? So once you get over that 20, 30, okay, now I'm not invincible. I'm going to live for another 20, 30 years, hopefully.
And I don't want to have this pain.
Exactly. Or yeah. How do I avoid pain if I've already had pain?
Right.
And do things the easier way.
Right.
And my friend said, hey, go try Pilates. Mm-hmm. Go, now that I've had some injuries, I don't want that to happen again to me. I'm going
right.
to try something new in my right. mind, and then hopefully that'll help solve my problem, but they stay too.
Right.
What's a good time frame for someone to come in with, say, a minor injury mm-hmm. and recover from that and feel confident they're going to stay that way?
Right. You know, it really depends on the person and also their body awareness, because if they don't have a lot of body awareness, you know, they're doing an exercise, and I know for sure
talk
they
about
have,
body awareness. What is body awareness? Just to make sure people understand what that is.
When I do an exercise, I feel my muscle firing.
Okay. Okay.
And some people don't feel that muscle firing, and there's, you know, there's no way that muscle
yeah.
can be firing. They're like, no, I feel it here, you know, or something like that. That's
yeah.
kind of extreme, but they just don't have the awareness. And tapping helps a lot. Just simple tapping.
Sensation.
And again, the more they do, the better they get.
And it's a learning process too. Your muscles can relearn, your joints can relearn if you push it enough, if you do
right.
it enough.
Yes, on that, yeah, that's the thing. Like we ask people to come at least twice a week, you know, if not more, three times a week you're gonna get better results. But you know, for someone who wants to come in and they try it, and then you know, a couple weeks later they try it again, and then 3 weeks later,
starting over.
Hey, you're not gonna get much benefit. But I've seen people get benefit from, well, honestly, from the first time all the way up. You know, usually six is a good solid. Oh, for sure they'll get.
And they're either in at that point, or they just don't get it for one, two.
Yeah, even
okay.
though, but they still come. I do have to share with you though.
Yes.
I have this one Parkinson's client. Love her.
Fantastic.
So she came in and she goes, oh, I have terrible neck pain. Terrible neck pain. So I put her on a stability ball, which
okay.
and I deflated it. Okay.
Okay.
Which I learned in my injuries and special populations class, because again, anything unstable, you turn on the local stabilizers.
Exactly.
And then the larger muscles can kind of chill, right?
Yes.
So within 5 minutes, the first time, she's, Stephanie, I have no neck pain.
It's amazing.
So, you know, I'm thinking maybe it's a fluke, maybe not. You know, she leaves, she comes back again, same thing. Stephanie, I have no neck pain.
It works.
So I gave her one.
Yeah.
And she does not have as much neck pain at all. She does it every day.
Well, realize the years of experience. When did you see her? A couple years ago?
No, she just started maybe 2 months ago.
So those years of experience, decades almost,
okay.
that gives you, in my sense too,
right.
the knowledge and a way to apply it to someone who needed it then.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's huge.
Right, right.
And with your other instructors here too, what's the average, I guess, hours they've been trained or on the same page with you, or how do you work together as a team?
Right.
You can't be here 24/7, correct?
Right. All of our instructors are certified, you know, with hours and hours of training. And, you know, we get together. We know. I mean, there's
We're
a team.
We're a team.
Exactly. It's the same kind of exercises. Maybe one, I say it a little bit different than a different verbal cue than another. But it's all the same exercises. Sometimes we put a little bit flair to it. You know, add a ball here, add a, you know, TheraBand there.
Well, a lot of it is your equipment here goes from reformers to other equipment too. Is it progressing as they get stronger, more flexible, or how does equipment differ?
Well, the reformers are probably the easiest, or actually the Cadillacs are might be easiest.
Okay, the ones
the
in the back.
Chairs behind us are definitely the most hard, okay. the harder. So if you don't have a lot of body awareness, we'll wait
so
a little
body
bit.
Awareness first,
body awareness
and then
first.
With that, so I'm assuming some strength and flexibility, then you progress to other parts that you have.
Right, right. But what I like is that like we could do one exercise on the reformer and the same kind of exercise on the chair. So maybe they didn't get it on the reformer.
Okay,
well, let's try it on the chair. And then all of a sudden they're,
that's where it is.
You know?
So you have different ways to activate those muscles
exactly.
and build that muscle memory over time.
Yeah. Just another verbal cue.
That's great. Somebody who's been here for example, in Pilates, say 3 months, what are you seeing results-wise? We talked about doing some, talking about testimonials, how they work. What's the long range? For example, say for a month, 2 months, 3 months, what are they gonna feel? What are they gonna be the results?
Okay, well, constantly I hear, Stephanie, I don't have any pain anymore.
Yeah.
Stephanie, my knee doesn't bother me anymore. Hey, I can go running now a couple miles.
So the activities of daily living is almost huge.
Right.
And that's, I think we talked about independence too, getting them to feel they can go outside and do things is massive, not only for their physical health, but also everything else in psychological health too.
Right.
It's great.
Yeah.
Stress level wise, when someone comes in and they're in pain, how do you help them deal with this versus just their body?
Okay, well.
This is like something we didn't talk about. But something
No, that's breath work. I mean, Pilates does emphasize breath
huge.
Work, but my knowledge of yoga and meditation, you know, it's all about the breath. We live in a stressful society and we're breathing, you know, up here all the time. So literally just simply placing a block on their belly and having our clients just inhale and feel the block raise and exhale, feel the block lower. That helps with stress a lot.
They have no, again, body awareness. They had no idea they're doing that.
Yeah. Didn't even know I'm breathing.
You're breathing through your diaphragm now.
Right.
Not just through the top of your lungs.
Exactly.
And with that too, correlating their activity of living and their breathing to their stress, what I see in my videos all the time, now they're able to deal with the stress that they have every day that hasn't changed, that same variable, in a better manner.
Absolutely.
Their body doesn't react to it, causing more stress.
Right.
And how do you see their overall, if you want to call it, overall health in the sense where do they sleep better? Do they have more periods of relaxation versus stressful events?
Oh, gosh, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of times, you know, gosh, I always sleep better on my Pilates days, or yeah, I'm sleeping a lot better. It is a nice little network we have of, oh, did you try, you know, Evening Primrose or different stuff like that. That helps too. But because they're getting their physical activity and they're able to exercise correctly instead of exercising for a little bit and, oh gosh, that really hurt. You know, that affects your sleep.
And
when you're not injuring.
And one of my patients too is one of Stephanie's clients also.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of sense of the anatomy and the physiology, how the body works. So in agreement, when the nerves are calmed down, your body's able to tolerate more stress. Your serotonin's increase, your endorphins increase, your hormones decrease. So your body internally stays healthy also.
Right.
And that's
tolerance.
That's huge. Harmony's huge.
Harmony.
That's a good
muscles
word. I didn't think about that word.
Yeah.
It's great. And doing other things too outside of here. Maybe doing other supplements, other things too.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have, a window of clarity. My stress is lower. Now what else can I do?
Right.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to talk about some testimonials you have too? Some of your clients?
With some of my clients?
Yes.
I have the one that now can go on the Sea-Doo. She's awesome. She's
great.
78 and she's getting on that Sea-Doo. So many clients. Lillian, she just didn't want to have back pain anymore. She doesn't have any back pain. Betsy, I think she's, you know, I shouldn't even, you know, that's you, sorry. But yeah, she's 85 and she's been doing Pilates with us 7 years-ish. She runs circles around our 60-year-old clients.
I would not want to be with her. She would ruin me probably. She'd take me down.
And our one client who has back issues a lot, she stopped for a year, you know, due to other things, and came back and she goes, oh my God, why did I stop? She feels, again, the back is a lot, the core has a lot to do with the back.
When a lot of it is what I see too, when they go away from chiropractic or Pilates or yoga or fitness, they stop doing everything. And sometimes it's their medical doctor telling them, hey, look, you have to be careful, take the medications, and stop doing what you're doing. Once you get it, then they see those results, they go, nah, I can't do that.
Right.
But you've gotten a certain point with them, hopefully here, where now they want to stay here, and then they see the overall benefit.
Right,
with someone with back pain, for example, how often do you see them twice a week, three times a week, or what is the long-term, I guess, routine with a client?
Yeah, the average would be two times a week.
Fantastic.
That would be the average thing. You know, I have this one client, he had a bicycle accident, and you know, he broke almost every bone in his body on the right side, and he was like this, and now he's
but no
like,
paralysis, correct?
No, okay. No paralysis at all. But just by working a lot of his mid back, you know, he's able to at least acknowledge and know how to correct his posture. You know, they don't even know how do I correct my posture.
They're naive.
It's not, you know what I mean? Not, they don't know.
They're just ignorant.
You know, the forward head, and you know, oh gosh, I have so much neck pain. I don't know why. That kind of stuff. So correcting their neck pain, I have tons of clients that way.
And a lot of motion involved too. You're breaking up scar tissue. Someone's had it for short term, like the bike accident, or long term because they've had chronic back pain.
Right.
So you're allowing them to see the benefit in a progressive manner, I'm assuming, where they can get more flexible, break up scar tissue, and then get stronger and maintain that higher strength so their life actually stays healthy.
Right.
I think that's really the key.
Mm-hmm.
And also Pilates, you talked about Pilates versus yoga. Pilates versus CrossFit or fitness weight training, what's the difference there?
Well, we kind of touched base with that.
Yes,
Pilates educates you on how to move. Okay. And you need to go slow so that it's thoughtful movement. If I go do something really fast, that's not really thoughtful movement.
Yeah.
So, and most people that come here have some kind of dysfunction. Again, they don't know that they're not moving correctly. So you go into a CrossFit and it's great. It burns a lot of calories, but you will get injured.
I get injuries all the time from CrossFit.
Right.
Especially when they just started.
Yeah.
And they go, now I woke something up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was there in... It was.
I went to CrossFit or a regular club or gym looking to get healthier. I started working out with weights because that's what I did 20 years ago.
Right.
Now that back pain I had, that disc problem I had, that shoulder problem I had came back.
Yeah, and their problem was kind of probably there because it was still dysfunctional.
It was lingering.
Right?
Yeah.
But then when they're lifting tires over their head or whatever that they're doing, it's gonna hurt unless you have really good biomechanics.
Starting with firing and body balance and body awareness, then going to something like that when you're ready and confident, that gives you less risk of causing you injury.
But continually doing a mind body exercise
that
talks about, you know, control, stop. You should be able to stop at a dime without any exercise you do, and just stop and feel that, and then doing both.
That's
so you remind your body what you have to do.
And that prevents future injury too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of it is what I do is focus my patients is flexibility first, then strength, then maintain both as you increase your workouts.
Correct.
And a lot of people, we're humans, we go, what's easier, lifting weights or stretching? I'm gonna go lift weights. And they hurt themselves again.
Right.
So having them in here, what I'm seeing, it allows them to have that awareness, I have to maintain everything in my body so I can do other things.
Right.
Gives them that foundation, that baseline, they can progress from that if they want to go for a bike ride, go for a run, hang out with their friends, go to a pool party, go break dancing probably.
Right,
when
absolutely.
When you're a senior, when you're 85 years
absolutely.
Old.
Absolutely. You know, one of our instructors, she had chronic back pain, and she's young, and she came to me, and we were working with her, and she loved Pilates so much, she became a Pilates instructor.
How's that work?
So, yeah, really. And the doctors were astonished. She had a few slipped discs. She had a lot of stuff going on.
Ah, okay.
And she says Pilates completely healed her. Completely.
It's amazing. And when you feel good and you stay well, that keeps things moving in your body.
Right.
So why would your disc not heal? Why would your joints not, like people would say, as you get older, cause arthritis?
Right.
Because you had normal motion, calcium can deposit. circulation in the joints and the disc occurs so the body stays healthy no matter how old you get. When you do the right things, you have to be diligent and put your time in so you actually see that overall benefit.
Right.
That's huge. That's huge.
There's been a few clients that came here. We got quite a few people that come in right before they're going to have surgery, right?
Last hope.
That's good. Yeah, last hope. We've had a few people that, you know, I don't need the surgery anymore.
Fantastic.
I don't need surgery. That is fantastic.
Well, and think about the cost that they're saving too if they have a high copay deductible. That coming here, we recommend too, instead of paying your high copay deductible, to see your medical doctor, get medications,
right,
or get surgery done, or do physical therapy after surgery too. You're talking about thousands of dollars that you're going to save by doing something that keeps you healthy here, quality of health, versus just get you off the surgical table.
Right.
I think that's huge too.
Right.
And by doing both, like you had mentioned too, they not only avoid the risk of having surgery and having failed back syndrome, because that's a lot, that occurs a lot, but they can actually get back to quality of life without having that.
Right, and we do have a physical therapist on staff.
Fantastic.
And she does a lot of her physical therapy on our machines.
So. Great, and that allows them to get the medical attention they need, I'm assuming, and then plus the activity level afterwards.
Right, absolutely.
Going forward, how do you want to grow this Pilates Center more? How do you want people to know more about it? What your purpose is? What's your vision, I guess?
Well, our vision is kind of a wellness center. I mean, we do offer massage, cranial sacral therapy.
With Karen.
Yes, with Karen. And we do foot reflexology, and we do raindrop. It's kind of a technique massage with essential oils. But, I mean, I'd love to be able to offer it to all the community. You know, the equipment is expensive. The training's expensive.
Of course, it should
be. Yeah, exactly. Right,
it's quality.
Right.
And I don't mean price for me doesn't matter if I get the quality
absolutely
of going somewhere. I'm going to go pay $20 for something. It will probably not work. If I pay $100, I expect it to work.
But I would, just to get the knowledge out to people how important Pilates is. I wish I had done Pilates, you know, a long, long time ago, but it's been a long time ago.
Yeah, and again, when you're 20s and 30s, you go, I'm invincible. I don't think to do. I take care of kids, whatever it is.
Or my ache and pain will go away really fast.
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't go away
once
as
you
fast.
Once you start thinking you're human like we are now, at that point you go, okay, how do I want to be able to walk 20 years from now?
Right.
What do I have to do now to prevent my health from deteriorating over the long run by not doing something?
Right.
I don't want a doctor telling me 20 years from now, hey, you should have done this. Why didn't you do this? You know, even with supplements too or eating, what can I do now to prevent cancers or other conditions because I took care of my health? But it takes the time and effort and work and sometimes cost to realize what you pay for, you pay attention. When you do that, then you see the long-term benefits. And the investment is, I'm going to save on my copay deductibles because we all have high deductibles and copays. Trust me, we all do. At that point, versus getting myself healthy so my quality of life stays here, versus deteriorating to where I do need, again, surgery, medication, rest of my life, like people do.
Right, you know? And that brings me to point. Really, my hope is that medical insurance will start paying for Pilates.
Yes.
And they would make out so much better if they paid for our Pilates as opposed to those hip replacements.
And that's why I tell my patients now, instead of paying your copay to go get medications, why not get yourself healthy? And keep yourself healthy and learn how to do it on your own too.
Right.
So at that point, when I'm not in a studio or a center or a chiropractic office, I can keep myself healthy by being active outside. Now the confidence, I'm not going to hurt myself. Injury free. Anything else for our first video? Anything else you want to tell people I didn't ask yet?
I think you put it all.
And that's the start of it too. This is our first Pilates video for the Crooked Spine Show. We're going to do more of these with Steph and other people in here too to realize, let's make you aware of how Pilates can help you have a good baseline to be injury free and also get to where you can actually do more things, no matter if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, or 120. That old, I guess. All right, thanks for watching the show, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks.
Cool. Hope you enjoyed that talk and now understand that Pilates can be part of your physical health to make sure overall body maintains a good state of health. Also, if you're recovering from an injury, at that point, Pilates can be a good start to understand why you have the injury, how to correct those firing patterns so it doesn't happen again. In addition, with Pilates, it does help with osteoporosis with seniors, and also helps with stress levels in a long-term sense, as any physical health does, to keep your overall body healthy. Hope you heard Stephanie also explain with Pilates, there's non-physical health benefits such as increasing overall bone density, decreasing stress, and maintaining a healthy lifestyle by being injury-free. In addition to reducing your medication use, which can cause long-term conditions, increasing your mortality or death rate. We all need more flexibility in our body. By doing it with Pilates, Stephanie helps me understand that resistance training at minute amounts of differences allows your body to see exactly what technique you're doing, overall how to improve that over time, so overall life stays normal, so you avoid injuries, you avoid surgeries too, by bone wear and tear, by causing arthritis, by causing scar tissue. In the show notes too, go to the full video if you want to, or individual highlights to see exactly what you want to see. And if you can too, when you have a chance, we love to hear your feedback about this interview and other interviews too, through our Facebook page and YouTube channel, and we love your comments. This was a Facebook Live video, and we had a lot of viewers initially, continue to view on there and also comments too. So there is a big need for Pilates awareness, as Steffi had mentioned, so over time, more people can actually see that as a benefit to their physical health. So I hope you enjoyed this show, and we'll see you in the next one. Have a great day.